He lay back in the dirt, rubbing his hands over his face and caught his breath. That's when he noticed it. The hole he'd just created in the ceiling stared back at him like a gouged-out eye socket. It was a jagged, pitch-black void, but at the center of it was a pale sliver of light. A moment passed before he realized what he was seeing. It was the moon. Somehow, it was shining through a fissure in the mountain thousands of feet above. But it didn't make sense. How could such a thing be seen from so deep in the earth? Hawkins slowly got to his feet, taking a closer look at the hole. Cool, damp air fell from the space and onto his face. It was refreshing against the sweat collected on his brow. He wasn't sure, but it looked like there was some sort of empty cavern above him. He picked up the flashlight and pointed it up into the darkness. "Holy Christ," Hawkins said in disbelief. The light revealed a massive, hollow space above him. It was tough to discern how large, though. All Hawkins could see for sure was a long fracture of pale silver light at the very top, where the moon shone through. It was a giant cave in the mountain, and it was an accident waiting to happen. He glanced at his watch. There was still another 10 minutes before he needed to head back to the main junction to report in, and he wanted to get a better look. There was a chance he would have to tell Weeks about this, and Hawkins needed to be sure of what he'd found before he caused a panic for no reason.